American troops have not gone in on the ground in Libya, but of course are on the ground elsewhere. And today we continue with our series, Those Who Serve, a look at the troops fighting America's wars. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is recently back from Afghanistan. While he was there, Tom went out on patrol most days with the troops. And on one of those patrols, Tom spoke with Marine Sergeant John Mulder about his service and the toll it takes.
It's pretty cool this morning.
Yeah, not bad.
It was just after dawn one day last month, and Sergeant Mulder led his Marines out of Combat Outpost Riley, basically a collection of tents and sandbags and razor wire in the southwest of Afghanistan. The patrol, maybe 15 to 20 guys, walked a dusty road. Mulder's a short, compact Marine. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. He's on his fourth combat tour, split evenly between Iraq and this place, Helmand Province. That's meant a lot of time away from home.
Yeah, it's just whole family thing, deploying and keep leaving. Have my personal views and opinions on things, so.
Sergeant Mulder has a wife back home. He has two kids. This is likely his last deployment. But he acknowledges this life is exciting. It's fighting America's enemies. It's the danger. It's the firefights.
It's the biggest adrenaline rush that you'll ever get. Not to say that I've done drugs, but I don't think drugs could ever top the adrenaline rush of getting into a firefight. That's why guys, like, when they get home, they just do dumb stuff. And basically an adrenaline junkie.
That adrenaline rush keeps him going. But all those deployments and the endless patrols take their toll. Mulder has lost several friends. Others have been seriously wounded, the most recent back in February.
My team leader this deployment, he lost half his right leg.
Out on that patrol, Sergeant Mulder stopped at an Afghan security post, a small concrete building topped with the country's flag.
Hey, is the commander here?
A couple of Afghans join the Marines, and they all head off the road and begin to cross a field. Sergeant Mulder was relieved to take his patrol off that dirt road. Roads and footpaths hide the crude bombs that kill Americans.
I don't trust any roads, really. I hate roads, footpaths. That's what sucks doing what we do, because, like, you never know when your last footstep is. Like, next footstep could be your last. Next footstep, you could be losing limbs.
Mulder's had his share of near misses, and for him and many of the Marines, the question is whether it's all worth it. Last month, when I was in Afghanistan, the debate in Washington was about how many troops to bring home. So I asked Sergeant Mulder whether he felt that people back home care about the war.
We're starting to fall to the wayside. This has been going on for so long. I mean, hell, you know, it's America's longest conflict running to date. Kind of like the bastard children of our generation.
He's feeling forgotten, and that's after having survived four roadside bomb explosions. He suffered a concussion. He's having trouble sleeping. He's seeing a counselor about post-traumatic stress. At times, Mulder says, he feels himself slipping away.
Every time you come over here on an appointment like this, it's like you lose a little bit of peace of yourself every time you come over here. A little bit of peace of humanity every time. And I don't want to hit that breaking point to where I have no respect for humanity left.
Mulder has a little more than a month left on his deployment. He says he has to convince himself to go out each day and risk his life to help the Afghan people. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
Tomorrow, a man who was a teacher.
But I felt like something was missing. I felt compelled to serve.
And he became a military medic.